Today, the Ashburton World Government Bond ETF listed on the JSE, becoming the exchange's first global bond ETF and broadening its offering of index funds through which investors can obtain exposure. I spoke to Samantha Schumann, who's the head of index solutions at Ashburton Investments.
So it was actually quite a great listing, good vibe at the JSE, quite a nice trading take-up that we experienced for the day. So just to chat about the specific ETF, it's called the Ashburton World Government Bond ETF. It tracks the Citibank World Government Bond Index, or WGBI. And for those of you who aren't familiar with that, it basically invests in investment-grade sovereign-issued bonds from around the globe, invests in over 22 countries worldwide, and includes developed as well as emerging markets in its investments.
That's very interesting. I mean, I saw your title, Head of Index Solutions. So how did the idea come about within Ashburton Lister, a government bond ETF?
Yes, so great question. So what we actually do within the wider team is we provide a lot of solutions to clients, mainly sort of outcomes-based solutions, and we utilize a lot of building block type of products in order to ensure that we provide investors with sufficient diversification in their exposure across asset classes. And during this portfolio construction process, obviously it was noted that there, on an offshore perspective, there are quite a significant number of offshore property funds as well as offshore equity funds. But from a fixed income perspective, there's a rather limited choice and actually nothing available on the JSE, which is that cost-efficient, convenient mechanism to gain access to the specific benchmark and market that currently exists for investors. So the journey probably started roughly 18 months ago. It takes a while to get everybody comfortable with the specific process. And obviously today we successfully were able to provide investors with that very important asset class exposure that they did not previously have access to on the JSE.
What's your assessment of the local ETF industry?
So the assessment of the local ETF industry, currently quite active, I would say. We see a lot of listings coming across. I think a lot of the activity at this point in time in the ETF industry actually speaks to the global listings that are actually happening. So you'll see a lot of guys that are bringing S&P 500s, a lot of equity stuff, a lot of property stuff. And hopefully this gives a little bit of a different flavor in terms of an asset class that isn't available just yet.
All right. So perhaps you can school me here a little bit on ETFs and index tracking. So it says in your press briefing that the Ashburton World Government Bond ETF will track the Citi, well, the WGBI, as you mentioned. Explain that to me.
All right. So very plainly speaking, an exchange-traded fund is an index tracking fund which lists on an exchange, which means it is an exchange-traded instrument. So it's like a listed share almost. Mm-hmm. So this is a normal collective investment scheme in securities, so like a unit trust that we actually list and we put on the JSE and make that available for stockbrokers to be able to trade on behalf of requests of their clients. Mm. The very specific point of an index tracker is an index tracker aims to track a specific benchmark. That benchmark is very, very measurable. It's very transparent, and it normally gives the investor quite a wide market exposure to a specific asset class. So it's a rules-based methodology which is applied based on certain criteria, and the exchange-traded fund or index tracking fund will then aim to provide returns that are equal to that specific benchmark.
Okay, and how do ordinary investors get access to it? Do they go through Ashburton or how does it work?
Ordinary investors can access it like they would access any other instrument that's been listed on the JSE. So, for example, via their stockbrokers, and they can just place an order, and that order will then be executed via that mechanism and via the market mechanism.
That's Samantha Schumann, who's the head of index tracking at Ashburton.